Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. You guys, we're back and we missed you so much.
I feel like it's been a while.
It has. It's Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
I'm like so excited to be back. Like, I was like thinking, I don't know, a week off is great. And then I was like, I have so much stuff I want to talk to Jess about.
It's been too long.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about on this particular podcast?
We are taking a fragrance journey to Paris. Mm-hmm. You went, I didn't, but you'll tell me about it. Mm-hmm. Then we're talking about facials. Are they worth the cash? And I hope your Memorial Day was amazing. It was the unofficial kickoff to summer. But we want to talk about some important SPF news you need to know. And Jen, who's our guest this week?
That was so professional, by the way. I've missed you. Our guest, if you haven't heard about her yet, you will. It's Caroline Solomon. She goes by the name at Low Cheekbones on Instagram.
Funny.
Do you love that I just put the at symbol in there?
Yes.
I don't know. She's Low Cheekbones on Instagram. She does these beauty parody videos that Jess and I have been obsessed with. So you're going to get to know her and love her just like we do.
Jen, I, along with the rest of our listeners, were following along with your Insta stories from Paris.
Yeah, I was making content.
Content.
Le content.
Le content. I was sitting at my desk like, that looks fun. That looks fun.
You know what? My overriding emotion in Paris was guilt that you weren't with me because I went to the Grand Musée du Parfum, which is freaking amazing.
Parfum.
Le chic, c'est freak, or c'est chic, le freak, or what's the...
le chic, c'est... I don't know.
You can't take me anywhere. Anyway, yes. I went there because it's actually the 10th anniversary of Chloe's original...
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Chloe Eau de Parfum, or Eau de Toilette, has been out 10 years.
That seems about right.
It was like they took rose and sort of redid it, and it was like a good rose scent. It's not my jam because it's very floral, but they did this amazing exhibit at the museum. And then the museum!
I've never been to this museum. I'm so pissed.
You must go! I just clapped for it. And you didn't go, so... I brought you a present!
Oh my God! Jen!
I actually brought you two presents. Here you go.
Jen's so good with bringing people presents.
Yes.
I'm the worst at
So while you look
presents.
At your presents, I will share some fun facts.
Jen.
Okay, so those are little ceramic things that you spray with your favorite perfume and put in your drawers.
Oh, like little sachets. Or,
yes.
Yeah, sachets.
And then the only biannual magazine devoted to the olfactory scents.
Oh, wow.
I bought you a copy of it, and I can't remember the name of the magazine
right
now.
Oh, this looks like a quality magazine, the kind of...
Nez.
It's called Nez.
Which maybe... Nez. It's
like, Olfactory magazine.
Yeah.
This is so cool.
Can I tell you one thing before I tell you my facts about perfume?
Yes.
So I really wanted to get you... So they have this pen that's like a feather quill, and you spray it with your favorite perfume, and then when you're writing, you're always wafting your perfume.
That's so cool.
So I was...
P.S. I'm half listening to you because I'm reading the stories.
Well, I'm so obsessed with it. I was talking about it for hours with the girls I was with. I'm ready to go back and buy it, and all of a sudden I was like... Oh my God, she's vegetarian, borderline vegan. I can't get her the feather pen. What if like a chicken was killed in the making of the pen? So I don't know how you feel about feathers. That's why you didn't get the pen. You're getting the magazine and the thing.
This is. Can I just read a couple of the stories?
Yes.
Okay, ready? I love this. Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe this is like so fragrance geeky that I think this is cool. All about black currant. Why do flowers emit scent? Analyzing the smells of the car. Like, this is like my
porn. It's a table of contact.
Yeah, yeah.
Niz.
Oh my God, this is a good. Poor Homme, the story of male fragrance. Is it possible to be both virile and fragrant? This is so good.
Wait, I actually didn't read that. That's amazing.
This is so good.
I think
this
we
is
should
so good.
After you read the magazine, let's revisit on the
yes.
podcast.
Yes, oh my God. I have so much content to discuss with you guys.
Okay, so I don't need to take you through the whole museum. Nobody wants, like, Jen the docent. Like, it's not cool like that. However, it's a lovely jewel box of a magazine in Christian Lacroix's former, like, manse in, like, whatever fancy neighborhood in Paris. Do you love how I, like, am still Philly trash but trying to be classy right now? I'm like, it's in Paris, but anyway.
No, you're not.
The best thing I learned, I'll give you that. Do you know about anosmia?
Yes, when you can't smell.
So people that can't smell. However, they had this one exhibit. Apparently, there's certain scents that up to 50% of the population cannot smell that particular molecule.
Oh, wow.
Which I was like, I don't believe it. But then I was with three girls, and two out of the three of us could not smell. I'll say it for you because I'm going to mess it up. Galoxylide,
which is a
synthetic musk. It smells like musk. I did smell it. So they, like, you push a button and it would come out. And so I was like, oh, yeah, it's beautiful. It smells like, literally smells like Body Shop White Musk, which then I did a little research.
Ooh, I love that.
Body Shop White Musk, when it was reformulated in the 90s, mm-hmm. 7% of it is galoxylide, which is this molecule. It's like a clean, soft, powdery musk smell. So then the other girl goes up and pushes the button, and she's like, it's not working. It's not working. And finally I was like, wait, this
is— Are you like, stop it. I can smell it.
This is the exhibit. Like, it's not working because you can't smell it.
That's so funny.
So they hypothesize that it's, you know, it's part of genetics, and it's a recessive gene. And for whatever reason, a lot of people can't smell. It's also a larger molecule. They think that might be part of it. So we all have like 400 molecule receptors in our nose, but— It depends on who you are, which ones will work. So apparently when a perfumer, for example, is making a musk fragrance, they put in multiple different musk molecules so that, like, you'll still get a sense of musk mm-hmm. even if you can't smell one of them.
That's fascinating.
But you know how you always wonder, does this perfume smell the same to everybody else? Like, we're all saying musky, but are we meaning different things?
Oh, it's like that, like, trippy stoner question, like, do you see the same green as I see?
Yes. Like, we all say it's green, but are we really?
Yeah, totally.
So, for example, just as to take this, like, example further, the white musk from Body Shop, which was, like, one of my first.
Sure.
It also has tonalide, cashmere, and you've heard of that molecule, mm-hmm. And a couple other synthetics that are that musky smell. So, truly, if you couldn't smell this, it would smell different, slightly different for you than me. I mean, it still read as musk, but, like, yeah.
That's awesome.
Anosmia. The other one was androstenone, which is... It's like a faux, like, testosterone. It's a pheromone, but like a faux pheromone, a synthetic version.
There's an article about pheromones in that magazine that I saw, so I'm going to report back to you on what I learned about pheromones.
So up to half of the population can't smell this particular thing either. Then 15% of the population, it smells floral and musky. And then 35%, it smells like stale urine, which is what I smelled. I was like, this is disgusting. Why are they having this in the Museum of Fragrance? Because apparently I'm 35% of the population.
Wow.
This is just one of the things. They have, like, this
perfumer's
organ.
I need to go to this museum.
I think Le Grand Musée needs to bring Fat Mascara there for a special episode.
S'il vous plaît. So, Jen, was it you who, like, I had that funny conversation with about facials and, like, whether or not they're nonsense?
I mean, I often have that conversation with people.
So oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we did have this.
And we had a guest on who said, hey, if you like a nap and like to pay for a nap, get a facial.
Okay, I was deeply offended by that.
Tell us why.
Because I think that people definitely, okay, like I wasn't like deeply offended. Like I was like, oh, you got to get out of the studio. No, I just don't think that that's true. People who do facials, like estheticians, they go to school for it. They're skilled. They are doing like a real service.
Yeah, and Alicia Yoon in Korea was telling us, like, you go to your facialist to get stuff fixed. There's no dermatology appointments.
Yeah, they have a skill set.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. So I went to, like, the dawn of facialists in New York City, mm-hmm. Christine Chin. You know Christine Chin?
Perfect word for it, because she also had that reputation for being very, like, hardcore about skin, right?
They called her Mean Christine.
Mean Christine, that's right.
Yes.
They did.
Because she would, like, spend an hour and a
half
with
been.
You.
Yeah.
I went to her. She was not mean, but she definitely, I learned things from her. Like,
okay.
She inspected my skin. I was there. I think I was there for almost 2 hours.
Jesus.
She, I know. I was like, I'm hungry. but by the end, I was like,
it's not what it's
can
like.
I get a cheese stick? just pop it in. Like, she taught me so much. She really inspected my skin. And I learned a few lessons that I just want to share.
Preach.
Okay. And again, not all facialists are equal, but she really did teach me some things. One, sometimes a pore, like a blocked pore, cannot be dealt with some Oxytin or some like scrub. It needs to be lanced.
Okay, and that, meet my chin right now. I have one. It's like they're one rogue pore.
Yes, it's when like the buildup and the gunk is bigger than like the pore itself. I know she would like cringe at my how I'm describing it because mm-hmm. I'm not using like the language she used. I probably should have written it down and recorded it. But you can't pop it out with your hands or else you're going to do some serious damage. And Zit cream is not going to help. Now, yes, you could probably go to a dermatologist.
That's what I ended up having to do. And she used a literal lance.
Yeah.
It bled.
Yes, exactly. So I bled. There were a few, like, I've always had just a couple of bumps that were, like, skin colored that were just kind of bumpy. And I was like, oh, I'll just throw some, like, sal acid, some BP on it, some benzoyl peroxide. Nothing really worked. And I was like, that's weird. Maybe next night it'll work. I just kept them, like, just trying. Never really worked. And I was like, okay. Well, she's like, yeah, you have to lance it. And she did. It bled. It hurt a little bit. It definitely hurt. It's like a razor on your face. But she's a skilled professional. She knew how to do it. And then, because I'm a sick puppy, I said, show me. And she showed me. And it was like a hard little like kernel of rice. It was so satisfying. It was
Dr. Pimple Popper.
But
see, episode 2K. Forget that. We'll put it on the blog.
Yeah. She showed me. And this is something that only a professional should do. So that's one thing.
She's talking to me right now.
Yeah. Then lesson number two.
Yeah.
Sometimes a zit is not a zit. It's a fungus.
What? You have fungus on your face?
I had a fungus. Now, it was right by my hairline, and it wasn't green. It wasn't, like, disgusting. Just a fungus can grow in your face.
Not
it was just,
yeast.
No. It was just a – actually, you know, I don't know if it was yeast or not, but it was just a raised bump. And she said, you know, Morgan Freeman, and again, let's just say everything here is allegedly. She said, you know how Morgan Freeman has some like bumpies on his skin?
Yeah.
They're not zits. They're just kind of like a skin condition, like folliculitis.
Okay.
That's a fungus.
Which is inflammation of the follicle.
Something like that.
Yeah, where your hair grows out of.
This is how I understood it. Again, I don't want to quote Christine, but she said this was a fungus.
Is it still on your face?
No, she had to lance it. C.1.
Okay.
So that's a fungus.
So she picked a mushroom from your forehead.
Yeah. Okay. She didn't say mushroom, but okay.
Okay.
Number three, exfoliation is like the path to godliness. People think that like
we're not overpromising here.
scrubbing. She's like, you know, people think, oh, I can't scrub more than once a week. She's like, they're thinking scrub like a, you know, they're scrubbing the pot and the pan with the mm-hmm. bacon grease. A light scrub once a day or like a light, like, you know, a light exfoliant is really good for the skin.
Just to pause you here, are we talking a manual as in a scrub
she
or a chemical
scrub.
As in a chemical exfoliation?
I think it depends how hardcore your chemical thing is. I say read the box, read the instructions. But she said use like, you know, whether it's like a little, you know, washcloth, a little muslin cloth or like a
those
light scrub.
Those would be manual exfoliation.
Yes, manual. Yes, thank you. But like a lot, scrub lightly, not like you're scrubbing a pot.
Maybe scrub is the wrong verb because I feel like people go to town. You want exfoliate.
Polish. Like you're polishing fine china, like your grandmother's fine china.
Okay.
Okay, expensive. Like you're at Christie's. Pretend you work at Christie's.
Buffing your face.
I love that.
Yeah.
I have two more. Okay.
Oh, like I learned a lot. I know, five facts.
Okay, I'm telling you, I got my time's worth there. SPF. Do you notice I have like little leopard spots on my eyelids?
No, I have
eyeshadow on today, but like I have freckles all over my eyelids.
Meanwhile, Jess is doing the podcast with her eyes closed right now. Sure, I see the leopard spots.
Okay, I never put SPF on my lids. Why would I? Because I'm a moron. Okay, I put it everywhere but my lids.
But it stings if you put it on your lids.
Well, it doesn't really if you're using like I don't
like I don't an eye my, cream with SPF.
A lot of them don't have that. Have you noticed?
Yeah, because it stings.
Right. So I started putting my SPF cream that has 50.
Yeah.
Just lightly patting it on my lids. Because
it's
she's like, you have a lot. Well, I just don't get it in the corners of my eyes. Mm. She's like, you have a lot of sun damage on your lids. I do. I have a lot of new freckles on my lids. Mm. You can't forget that very sensitive area.
Okay.
So that was another interesting fact. And then I have my last number five, my new favorite term.
Tell me.
Facial plaque.
Okay, I picture like that tooth commercial where the little guys are between your teeth.
Yep. Think of your pores like your teeth.
Okay.
Even if you don't go to the facialist, I know that's expensive. It is a luxury. I'm not going to like, you know, try to pretend that it's not. But you cannot clean your face the way a facialist can. You cannot get in there. You cannot extract pimples. You cannot use the special spa-grade products the way they can. Just like when you go to the dentist, you don't have that little the way they can get in there.
Right, you floss all day, but they still need that little scrapey water doodad to get in there.
So you have facial plaque.
Your skin does look really good. Did you get rid of your plaque?
I got a lot of compliments on my skin the past like week and a half, and I went to Christine Chin about a week and a half ago. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think not. Jen, have you heard the good word from CVS?
No, Jess, I haven't. What is it?
Well, they're the first national retailer to remove all of their SPF that's lower than 15 from the shelves.
Actually, I did hear that, and I think it's amazing.
I think it takes cojones.
Cojones, totally.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I have a friend, I won't name her, but she actually actively...
Her name's Barbara, for sure.
Barb looks for SPF 8, like actively. Like we went to the Duane Reade
once.
Hi,
can I have some cancer?
Yeah,
she's like... Do you have the cancer aisle? Great.
She was like actually fishing around for like a golden bottle with 8 once. She's like, oh, I finally got my SPF.
Those aren't sunscreens. That's literally tanning lotion. I think they might even say, okay, I'm
but
so glad
But she feels good
doing
about
this.
It, though. That's the thing.
So CVS is doing this because they want to show, if you're looking for a product that protects, like, you need at least SPF 15,
I love
right?
it. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a wellness company. They're a pharmacy. They should be promoting wellness.
I'm so impressed by them.
I am, too.
I talked to our buddy, Dr. Josh Leichner, a.k.a. Jay-Z, and he was really on board with this whole mission.
What did he say?
He said that sunscreens below SPF 15 do not offer broad-spectrum protection against UVB and UVA rays. He said they may help prevent sunburn, but they do not protect our skin from skin cancers. So using them will give you a false sense of protection from the sun.
And the reason he said that is because back in the day before 2011, SPF only measured UVB. UVB for burn. So if you had a high UVB protection, you wouldn't get red. However, all that UVA light was still getting in. That's the stuff that does the DNA damage, the cancer, the aging, like the spots in the – like everything bad almost. Yeah. So you won't get a sunburn, but all the other crap is what you'll get. So after the new ruling in 2011, now the higher the SPF, the more UVA protection you need to have as well. So, you know, where it says SPF 50 plus, that's why you want that high number.
So why are some people like still, why do they still want this low stuff?
It's confusing. And you picture, you know what? I felt this weekend, I was like, someone said to me they thought my chest looked kind of funky, and she was like, you just need a little color. And I was like, I hate when people say that. I just telling you, hey, you just need a little sun damage or a little cancer or whatever. So I'm glad that they're not having those products under SPF 15 and calling them sunscreen.
Dr. Z also said that he actually recommends even higher numbers than 30, which I thought was interesting because he said that the way we apply them is like basically, he did not use the word, but I'm just going to say it for him, like kind of silly.
Okay, here's what happens. I did a story on this.
Tell me.
When they test SPF, to get the protection that is listed, say it's SPF 50, you have to use 2 milligrams of sunscreen per 1 centimeter of skin.
What does that like look like? What does that mean?
Glop. It's a lot. Nobody does that much.
I used, just this past weekend, I used the Mary Kay one that they threw in our bags from Blackberry Farm, and that was pretty good. It's
what
water
was
resistant.
SPF?
I think it was SPF 50.
Okay, good. I'm happy.
Yeah, it's water
that.
Resistant. Yeah, that was good.
I've been going back to the old school creams. I used to do the Clear Continuous, but I find like you look glossy and almost tacky feeling with some of them. So the lotions, if you can take the time to rub it in, almost like body lotion. I was treating it sort of like your whole body lotion thing.
Yeah, I felt like I was like kind of sucked in a little bit.
You know, we should spin it that way. Like think of it as body lotion. It's moisturizing you. Get one that like feels good and has like, and then just like take some time to rub it in, because also if it's chemical SPF and not physical, it needs like 15 minutes to like get settled into your skin before it will start reflecting the light. Sorry, I lied. It absorbs the light. The chemical ones absorb the light. The physical ones reflect the light.
Correct. Yeah, that's right.
I'm throwing a lot of knowledge out right now.
That was a lot of knowledge.
I'm sorry. I know.
But the net is just use sunscreen, please.
Use sunscreen.
I've been using for my face for like 4 years. I've been using the Kiehl Super Multi-Corrective Sunscreen.
SPF 30.
SPF 30, yeah. It's incredible. And it firms, like retexturizes and like sculpts or something.
Okay, so no matter your color, your creed, your age, your demographics, where you live, put on some sunscreen.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're going to wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
I'm sexy and I know it.
We are going to meet the woman behind low cheekbones. I know you guys have heard of that Instagram account. If you haven't, pause the podcast, go watch some videos, come back and meet Caroline Solomon, who is here with us.
Hello.
Yes, in the studio. How do you describe your feed to the world and your art?
I think how I describe it is like it's like a weird, fucked up, like Cosmo magazine. Like it's like the underbelly of like, it's like the Tim and Eric-y kind of like, who's that guy from SNL who had the Tracy
Morgan?
Brian Fellows.
Oh, Brian Fellows.
Okay, Brian Fellows. I love Brian Fellows. So my makeup tutorial character is like the female Brian Fellows.
Got it.
And it just kind of...
That bird stole my credit card.
100%.
This is your elevator pitch.
This is my elevator pitch.
Okay.
Which is meandering. But I think it's basically like a weird millennial magazine that is just very bizarre.
A parody of the beauty and fashion
yes.
world
okay.
a little
yes.
bit.
Okay. Definitely.
So how did it get its start and when did you start it?
So I started it literally, I think, to the day last year when I was at Glamour Magazine. So I was a beauty assistant there and I was working in the beauty closet and I was like, the amount of just, and you guys know, the amount of like crap that we sometimes get sent to us is just like astronomical. And you're just like, some of the stuff is absurd and you really want to play around with it. But there's kind of like no place for it to live in the magazine or even online. And you're like, wait, but this is so funny. We've got to do something about this. And we got this one razor extender one day that was like, Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is.
Can you explain?
It's like a 2-foot-long piece of plastic that makes your razor longer so you can shave your ankle.
Yes.
It's really dangerous.
No.
And unnecessary.
And completely, entirely unnecessary. So I was like, this is hilarious. We always like send each other ridiculous like press emails. And that one was getting sent around. And I was like, we need to do something about it. So I called it in. I was like, I'm really interested. I really want to feature this. And they're like, we'll send you like 20. So I got one. And then instead of obviously like writing about it, I just took it home and put a razor in it and just like started shaving my leg with it. And like that was like my first Instagram video. And people at work were like, this is hilarious. Like we've got to do something about it. And like obviously like it's Glamour and they're not going to be like, let's do a funny lady video.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's like pretty much when it took
off.
So
did you just say like, okay, I want to do these funny videos, so I'm going to quit my job?
Pretty much. Like
that's a ballsy
pretty
move.
Pretty much.
You're so committed to your art
well,
that you were
going to
quit your job.
I mean, so I was trying to figure out like what I wanted to do next and it was a weird time because I was at Glamour for a year and I was like, what is my next step? Do I want to digital man, but there was no room for me there. So I took a job at Harper's Bazaar and I was there for 2 weeks and it was just not the right fit. It was
what
for
kind
a digital,
of thing were you doing?
I was a digital beauty editor. Digital beauty associate. Okay. I don't even remember what my title was because it was such a worlds ago, even though it was literally like a year ago. but I was writing for them, and it was a lot of just like SEO updating stuff. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
right. So at the same time, I would just like write these like update SEO like slideshows and stuff, and then go home and do like a ridiculous makeup tutorial. And mm-hmm. I was like having like a literal like split. That movie Split, like, identity crisis. Like, I will go home and, like, do a funny makeup thing and, like, take all the makeup that I that no one uses and, like, use it. And yeah. then go back and, like, write these articles that I didn't want to write about. And
right. You're like Batman. Like you're the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
You're, like, working for the system and then you're subverting the yes. system at night.
Now, but it's, yeah. But it's awkward because, like, I am the face of my Instagram. And so people would come back. I would come back into work and people were like, that was funny.
Well, I feel like this must have been a tricky line that you were towing. Totally. But for anyone who hasn't seen the videos, and we told you, pause the podcast and yeah. please go watch them. They're really short and funny. Can you just describe the videos you do? Like, talk yeah. about, like, one that succinctly, so, you know, encapsulates okay. who Low Cheekbones is.
Okay, so Low Cheekbones is probably a bunch of different alter egos, but through, I do a lot of parody makeup tutorials that just riff off of makeup vloggers who just drench their faces in just absurd amounts of makeup that is just completely unnecessary. So I'm riffing on that, and I did like a pumpkin spice makeup latte tutorial that was absurd. Yeah. Stuff
there was
like
a
that.
Hamilton one with a lot of chalk.
There was a Hamilton one with that I was literally inhaling. I don't even know. That was baby powder. Yeah. Literally inhaling baby
powder.
One of
powder. My favorite ones was you did like a fashion show. This is like not specifically video, but like
so hard.
You Which did a one? Fashion show in a McDonald's.
That was my favorite. That was one of my favorite
that
ones.
That one, I was like literally crying. So, and I mean literally, literally.
Yeah, no, it was. That one actually was my most favorite one to shoot for a couple of reasons. So my best friend, who actually normally shoots my videos, we had just shot a video with the poodles because they're featured a lot in the videos just as like my German alter ego fashionista lady. So we had just shot the poodle video and she brought the poodles with her into McDonald's because there was no place for them. She didn't want to leave them outside. She's a diva with the poodles. She's like, the poodles cannot stay outside. So I was like, oh my God. So I'm going to put a ball gown on. You're going to sit on a ledge with the two poodles filming me while this like Hasidic man is like literally having a heart attack over what's happening. And everyone was just so... No one bats an eyelid. Like, they were just, like, taking it in. They're like, okay.
I wanted to ask you that. Like, I picture people all around you being like, what is this crazy woman doing? But then again, it's New York.
It's New York.
Nobody gives it. They just want to finish their meal.
Finish their meal. They either think that I've, like, probably escaped from the asylum. So they're, like, wide berth from this girlio right here. Or they're just like... This is a show. This is funny. Let's yeah. just watch.
Yeah. They're protecting yeah. their seat. But I have a question
yeah,
about, you know, you're at Glamour, you're yes. at Bazaar. Are you sort of like taking notes on these types? You know, are you
Good
like,
question.
Are you kind of doing like, you know, like embedded journalism for your site? And,
yes.
and second question, part B,
yeah.
once you started doing the Low Cheekbones, did you already have like, you know, Carolyn's Instagram, did you clear it out and do Low Cheekbones?
Yeah.
Or if I go back, am I going to stick your mom and your dog and your sister?
No, I cleared it out entirely. Okay. So it was my personal Instagram, but I'm just not, I had maybe like 20 photos and like 100 followers or something, but I just never felt like posting because it's not... Obviously, clearly, like, I'm an exhibitionist of some kind because I'm posting these videos, but I didn't feel comfortable posting a video of me and, like, my boo, my bae's in my booze, and, like, I just, that's not my style, and that's great if you want to do that, but for whatever reason, I just didn't feel comfortable doing that.
You have to be in character.
Yes, I have to be in character. I would totally, like, if I could have this podcast conversation with you guys, if I was like, yes, blah, 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 like, in Low Cheekbones character, it would be great. I just... There's a different kind of like vulnerability that goes into.
Okay, I like yeah. it. But you yeah. you touched on one of these quote unquote characters, which
yes.
is like the German fashionista.
Yes, the German.
Who
yes.
is she?
Does
Where
she
does she
name?
Work? Is she at Glamour?
I've decided that she doesn't have a name, and like she's just like German fashion lady, and she's this wackadoodle like fashionista lady who maybe has her own fashion line and is like trying to get it off the ground, but her fashions are so off base and like so disturbingly off that she's just like trying to like get them off the ground by literally just like the world is her like fashion show, and it's just,
and we know just, these kinds of people.
Yes, of course. Yeah. And so to your question, I don't think I was studying up on, I think I was probably on or subconsciously taking notes on, because right, you know, you always in every,
you're
magazine
at an industry
world,
party, you run into yeah, the lady kind of
like
that.
Noted, that is absurd. Mm-hmm. You are absurd. Noted. Mm-hmm. Like I would say, actually, that the people who I found the most absurd were not fellow editors. Or I think the, you know, PR extravaganzas, ridiculous, like, parties and that you guys, that we, that they throw, and the desk sides that can be absolutely absurd sometimes. Like, if you actually, like, think about how funny it is, like, someone is talking to you about a brow product, and then the makeup artist is, like, smearing the brow product on you while you're talking, yep, and you're like,
and your editor-in-chief walks by. Oh, my God, that's the most mortifying
thing.
Oh,
my God, it's so, like, so stressful, and you're just like, what is going on here? And then they're like, so you have anything new planned? What are you guys lined, and what's lined up? And you're like, I don't know what I'm writing about. And it's just such an absurd...
And I can't tell you.
And I can't tell you. And it's, like, such an absurd, like, frenetic kind of conversation between editors and PR people that it's just, it has to be parodied in some way.
Yeah. And thank you for doing that.
Yes, you're welcome.
One of the other characters, I don't know what you call her, but she's the up-talking, vocal fry beauty vlogger.
Yes.
Does she have a name?
I think her name is, she doesn't have a name, but I think her name would probably be closest to Low Cheekbones. Mm. Because it did start in its original incarnation, it was just, like, me parodying makeup vloggers. And now it's just expanded to parodying, like, fashion, lifestyle bloggers, fashionistas, that whole world.
And you, when you say parody, you must mine YouTube for inspiration. Like,
yeah.
Even if you don't, I'm sure you've seen some crazy videos. Like, other than your own videos, like, what are some of the craziest things that you've responded to on YouTube? Like, videos that you're like, I don't even need to parody this. I could literally do the same thing and it would be funny.
Yeah, that's the trouble actually that I find, because some of the ridiculous things that are happening on YouTube are so in themselves ridiculous that it wouldn't even be funny if I parodied them, because they are in themselves a parody.
But you have the movements
down.
Like, you even have your hand. Like, yeah, she'll put her palm to the camera and then show the product in front.
Yeah.
You know how there's those sets of movements. Mm-hmm. Somehow, all the beauty tutorials, everybody took this class of, like, how to hold product.
I don't know how it happened.
But isn't that weird that that's happened in the last year?
It's really weird.
Yeah, what, like, are some of, like, the ticks?
The ticks. I can't, the slow, like, lifting of the eye.
Oh, like super kind of sexy and
like
serious.
Sexy, like, slow-mo.
Like they're in a music
sexy
video.
Sexy and serious. And then just like from every possible 360-degree angle of this person's like ridiculous.
Let me show you all of my face.
Instagram. Let me show you all of my face, like the Instagram eyebrow and then the highlight. And it's just like slow-mo.
Is there anything positive that you can pick up or that you have picked up from the community or like, meh?
What do you mean?
Like in all of your research with all the beauty vloggers, is there anyone like, eh, this person's not so bad, or actually
I
like
something
this
new?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like that, it's like a love hate thing. Like I will binge watch those YouTube makeup tutorials, 'cause they're so, it's a weird, like therapeutic meditative thing that like I will do if I have like, if it's like a Saturday night and I'm not doing anything, I'll just like hop on the internet and watch. Like, I love Tanya Burr. Do you remember her? With like the huge, huge lips. And she just like, I find it so satisfying when people put so much foundation on their face and then they like do the motions and they like cover their face in like a huge layer of foundation. Even if it looks awful, I find it very soothing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I find it very soothing. And I love, I wouldn't say that I have like, that I aspire to look like any of them, but mm-hmm. I do enjoy watching them.
I feel like comedians often say that about people they parody, that they all secretly really love the person that they're doing the impression of.
Yeah.
Or else you can't get into the character.
You can't get into it. Yeah.
When you're in character, you're like in, you have like props, you have costumes and all that. Where do you get all this, all the stuff?
All the crap?
Are you calling things in like,
literally,
this is Caroline from Low Cheekbones, I need to call and look 33?
I wish. No, I live across from a 99 cent store, which is like the dream store, and I swear.
Do you live in Greenpoint?
I do. I live in Greenpoint.
I feel like I recognize some of the
I live in Greenpoint, and the woman who I buy all of my crap from thinks I'm insane. Like, and the things that I come in for, I'm like, do you have a turkey baster? And they're like, what is wrong with you? Like, go away. Leave us alone. Like, even though I'm giving her so much business, she's like, I don't want business from you. Like, what is happening?
Should she follow you?
No, she's...
She needs to follow
She needs to follow me. She'll be in one of my videos.
I have a question for you. Let's turn on Caroline Solomon, used to be a beauty editor head for a second.
Let's do it.
How do you get all this crap off your face? Like, you must have the best makeup removal tips there are.
No, I literally... So what I do...
There's like a hose on the roof. I mean,
I have a shower that I run, that I sprint to after I'm done. So I have like, when I'm doing my makeup tutorials, I do it all on the fly and I don't know what I'm going to put on my face. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I have like a moat of just like crap that I'm like surrounded by. And in the moat is like the Neutrogena wipes, makeup cleansing, which are the best. Those are actually the best. Those get everything off. So once I'm done, once I'm done, I just like scrape it off my face, and then I run to the shower and I like crouch in a sad position. I'm like, why am I doing this? No, I use what is it? One Love Organics Vitamin B Cleansing Oil, mm-hmm. which is the best cleansing oil I've ever used.
I love
used.
How you were like, what's the name again? And then you knew the exact name.
I knew it because it's a weird thing. Like, you guys are in it, but when you're not in the beauty world anymore and you run out of products, you're like, okay, I guess I'll be purchasing that product again.
We always say, like, I actually paid for it.
Yes.
And you know you really like it.
I don't think I know One Love Organics.
All of the stuff that I put on my face, like, skincare-wise, is I try to make it as natural as possible because I know that all the makeup and, like, face paint that I'm putting on is probably really toxic.
Yeah. So we'll just cleanse it
off. Yeah, let's just scrub that off. And then I use the Aztec healing clay.
Oh, we tried that. The red stuff. It made my face really red.
But
then I looked great really afterwards.
Red. Exactly. Yeah.
So I wasn't sure if I should just like fight through the redness to look great.
I fight through it every time. I fight and then I fight by just sitting there and just like waiting for it to fade. But it looks like a bad sunburn and then it just goes away.
Yeah, I know. And you look good afterwards.
Yeah, and then you look fine.
Good mask.
Yeah.
Also, you still have good product. One of my favorite videos still, I think it was like way, way long ago, you had a summer share in the Hamptons and they didn't give you a bedroom. So she was in the woods with the bears.
Yes.
I don't know why that one.
Bizarre.
I watched it 52 times.
Very bizarre.
Can't remember the name of the Yves Saint Laurent lip gloss.
Like my daddy's a whore or something. Yeah. I'm a whore. Very.
We didn't even talk about the names. Like all these beauty products have these crazy names.
Crazy names.
You just make fun of them so bad.
Yeah, the ridiculous names. But yeah. What?
I was gonna ask you. You must have favorite products that you use in your regular life too.
Yes, like, I mean, I love RMS Beauty products. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with them. I love their
Was she our very first guest?
She was our first guest.
Oh, she's
Rosemary
amazing
Swift.
Too.
Yeah,
and I remember I did a desk side with her, and no one like I was like, can I please take this desk side? I'm obsessed with her, and she is like a astrologer too, so she guessed my birthday, and then I was like,
you can't get out of a desk side with Rosemary Swift under an hour.
It's freaky, her psychic powers.
Did she talk to you about like, you know, like health and what else is going on in your apartment?
She did, but I think I was mostly just so floored that she like got my birthday like a week off or something, and so I spent the rest of the desk side just being like, you're amazing, and like everyone there who is like, they're just like, okay, you know, it's like, but she's amazing and her beauty products are amazing. And my one thing, I use her, The Uncover Up. That's my concealer. Mm-hmm. And it's the best concealer I found, but still not the best concealer ever, because I've yet to find the one that doesn't crease or one that doesn't cake.
Yeah.
So I take my sad beauty blender and I'm like dabbing it and like praying that it's not going to crease. And
I don't think there's concealer that is going to stay the day that isn't going to look crappy. I just think something's like...
You're going to have to touch that tape.
Oh, everyone talks about that one. The Amazonian
Well, the vloggers especially
The Amazonian clay is the old one. There's a new one called like
liquid tape.
Something like that.
Okay.
Liquid tape is the Estee Lauder thing.
We'll fix it on the blog. We'll give you the real name.
There's something new with Tarte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very creamy, so it's less likely to crease.
Yeah, and then people also rave about the Laura Mercier. Like when I was at Lucky,
the Jean Godfrey June,
and she like dies for a secret camouflage.
It's intense.
It's intense. It's very buttery. It's very thick, and you got to like really add just the tiniest bit. But she has a whole thing about taking powder and like taking a little flat brush and then putting the powder on top. But then that doesn't help either. This is like my one like.
I wish you guys could see the hand motions that are going along with this discussion right now.
It's also like, do you have 45 minutes in the morning to work on your under eye?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I made the time, I would make, like, I would do it.
She's like, no, I'm busy making a video to make you guys laugh.
How long does this take out of your life? Like, how?
So, if there are makeup about your tutorials. Lifestyle. Well, so if I do makeup tutorials, they literally take 3 hours because it's just, if I'm doing one that has print on it, if it's like a U-Haul one or like something that says like White Girl Rosé, you have to write it backwards.
Right.
Because of the camera.
Yeah.
So I spend like so much time being like, am I dyslexic? No, just write it backwards. Just like do this, do it. Like just fix it. And then like removing it and trying to make the lettering perfect. And
I didn't even think about that. Yes. I thought someone did it for, no, you're doing it on camera.
Yeah. So I do that. And then I do probably like 100 like OCD clips of me just talking and saying stream of consciousness, psycho, whatever. And then going and then removing my face, sprinting to the shower, and then just kind of like mining the clips and
to edit
just
it together.
To edit it.
You
do to it splice yourself? It. Right. So I will use an editing app and just splice it all together, whatever I find.
This whole thing happens on your phone?
On my phone. Wow. All on my phone.
Wow.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. All on my phone.
You shared your products that were face products. Before we let you leave, we have to talk hair.
Yeah, let's
and we hair. Don't let anybody leave without talking fragrance and candles.
Fragrance is my thing.
Okay, so tell us, what do you wear?
I fragrance. I love the Healy Rose perfume. I love the... I had a Dior... phase with the Poison.
Ooh.
I loved the original Poison. The original Poison. And then I have stopped wearing it because it's very heavy.
Yeah.
And I had like an Angel phase and like that big, kind of
big
spicy.
Big
girl perfumes, like the spicy, like the Amber. Mm-hmm. And like I would wear that during the day. Like I'd wear that at Glamour and people are like, what are you doing? But they loved it. I wear Healy. I like, have you heard of Montal? You know, the different color, silvery.
Montale.
Uh-huh, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like different candy colored metallic perfume
Which
bottles.
One
I love
wear?
The rose one. I like a rose. I like an amber. I like a patchouli less so. I like a, what else do I like? Have you been to, what is that like perfume store in Greenwich?
Aedes Divinustas.
Exactly. Aedes Divinustas. Pretty much everything there. People love a Frederick Malle. I find it very perfumey.
Mm.
Do you guys like it?
It depends on the one.
Yeah, I
the lipstick one that everybody
wears.
The
lipstick one. That's can perfume-y. Take a hike. I don't know.
I
what
wear
else.
Angelique Sous La Pluie, and that one's kind of light, but it's.
What about Le Labo? Do you guys like?
I don't have a Le Labo one that I love. I'm not saying there isn't one that I would love, but there isn't one that
I don't die over a Le Labo.
But you know your stuff. Girl.
I know. Yeah, I really like fragrance, and then for hair, I use the seaweed shampoo and conditioner from Whole Foods. Do you guys
365 Organic?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was the one that's like Seaweed Co. There's a brand that's called Seaweed Co.
No, not 360. It's Seaweed Co.
Okay.
It's Seaweed Co.
Yeah.
Do you know which one
like
I'm talking
Maine
about?
Maine or something. I talked to that guy once.
It smells vaguely like seaweed, but there's peppermint and stuff in there that just. But it's the best natural shampoo I found that isn't
stripping.
Because some of the natural stuff can be stripping.
I don't really love natural hair care.
This is the only one.
Give me the silicones. I'm all about it.
Yeah, that's fair. And this is the only one I found that is not yucky.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then for body, I don't. Did we say? I don't like. I had that. Okay, so this is a funny story. You know the. Why am I blanking on the name? Shiffa?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so
I don't know what Shiffa is.
That, like, luxurious.
It has, like, a weird little flower bloom on it.
Yes, it's from Dubai. Okay. It's like a skincare line from Dubai.
It's really weirdly expensive.
It's weirdly expensive. Ooh, this is so scandalous. I'm telling glamour gossip. But anyway, I didn't, when I was leaving, there was this $500 or $600 Shiffa rose balm, and I was like, peace out,
$600?
Yes, and it has, like, petals sitting on top.
It has rose petals on top, and I was like, I'm going to just swipe
that
thing.
Nobody knew how much that thing cost.
Because no one spent that much. It doesn't look that luxe. Like, it doesn't look fabulous. Like, it's just a little, like, plastic container with, like, some, like, shriveled up dying rose petals on top.
Oh, God.
So I just, like, I love to just, like, scoop it out, and I just do a little slather. But I'm really lazy with body lotions. Like, I don't know.
It was
my
New Year's resolution, which we talked about on the podcast. It stopped around March. I'm not gonna lie.
I get so lazy too.
Ladies.
Yes. And I find little dry patches now.
So we got to get back on it.
We got to get back on it.
All right.
You don't need a $500 body cream.
No, go to CVS.
I have like 20 on the go at all times. But like Intensive Care by Vaseline is very nice.
The green bottle?
Anyone just makes Vaseline Intensive Care. It's kind of has like a curve. It's a curved in the center. But I also last night I used the Yes to Carrots body butter.
Oh, do you like it? Do you have to scoop it?
It's a butter. It's a butter.
That's what it. The problem is the way that like the means the receptacle. Like if it's a pump, great. If it's a scoop,
get a pump.
Not going to happen.
Get a pump. The Vaseline comes in a pump or a tube, a squishy.
Yeah.
You don't want to scoop.
You've been a blast. I feel like. I know the woman behind the low cheekbones.
I'm
so
glad.
By the way, has pretty high cheekbones. I'm just going to say that on the way
out. Yeah, I thought that like maybe you would come in and have like this like massive jaw.
Like they've dropped. Now they're just along my jawline.
Or like I was like, honestly, it's like false advertising. I got like plastic surgery to like lower my
you.
Jokes.
I thought that was like your middle school nickname.
Low cheekbones. No, it's someone said it's actually been in the office. Like Dwight made a joke about low cheekbones before, but I didn't know that that was a thing. And someone sent it to me and they were like, is this where you got the name? And I was like, no, I didn't. Yeah. But thank you.
Oh, they're high.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks for coming. This was so fun.
So fun.
It's time to raise a wand.
It's time.
Belle's not here to sing.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
We're going to get her back next
Raise your hand if you loved Belle's voice, because I did.
Raise your hand if you don't love my voice. It's time to raise a wand. Okay, what do you got?
Okay, I have a non-beauty item, but it's actually a permanent accessory, and it complements all of my manis from this day going forward.
What is it?
Guys, I got engaged.
Shut up!
You knew.
I know, just kidding. I already know.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. And I feel so happy, so peaceful, and just ready for this new stage in my life.
I do have to say, though, and this is so corny and not fat mascara, but like the ring is amazing. Can we raise a wand to whoever did that ring?
You guys can't see, but I should do.
I'm gonna do
a mani shot. I always found those a little weird. I just always felt uncomfortable. Yeah, just like I don't know. It feels a little uncomfortable, but I will do one so you guys can see, and I'll do one with a nice manicure. But the designer, her name, I have to do a shout out. Her name is Anna Sheffield.
Bing Bang Anna Sheffield.
Yeah.
That's why I think it looks so cool. That's awesome.
I think she does beautiful jewelry, and I've always liked her stuff, and. My boyfriend, fiancé, did really well.
Your fiancé!
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm going to make fun of you forever and ever and ever. I love you and Jeff. I'm so excited for
Thank
you
Thank you. If anyone has any wedding beautiful suggestions, Pinterest boards, venues,
hair and makeup.
I love to hear what people love, so... Let me know.
I wish you could see her face right now. She's like all demure and cute. And
Stop
like,
it!
I love it. You're not going to be a smug married, though. You're going to be a cool married.
You can slap me, punch me in the face if I become a smug married.
I'll punch you in the ovary. It'll be great.
Oh, God.
I can't do a raise a wand after that. I'm going to like bring out my blush.
Bring out the blush.
All right.
Bring out your blush.
I actually have been waiting like a good 2 months to be able to raise a wand to this because it wasn't on the market yet. It is Smith & Colt's new Book of Sun blush and bronzer.
That's awesome. Actually, I love Smith & Colt.
The tones of it go very well.
Yeah, this is all of my scheme.
Rose cold jewelry. Okay, here's why I like it. This is a $40 blush bronzer combo. However, my thing with bronzer is usually I don't want a color payoff because the color's wrong. So you want it really light. Otherwise, you look dirty or orange, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So then you use a lot of it. And then all of a sudden it's gone. You're like, am I putting on like invisible, like Emperor's New Clothes of makeup right now? Because like, what's the point? This bronzer has color payoff, but the color is so natural looking that you are not mad that you are actually getting bronzed.
I also want to say that makes sense. Yes, yes. But I also want to say the compact is amazing. Like the
I mean, $38 of that went towards the compact.
It looks like a Frank Gehry thing, and
it's gold and solid and has a nice clip.
Yeah.
So you get a bronzer that's a soft matte brown, not orange, very true bronze color that works on a lot of skin tones. And then the blush, I would say it's like an orgasm with a slight pinkish tone and less gold shimmer.
Wow, that is a good description.
You know what? It might be that I host a beauty podcast. That might be my day job. So Book of Sun from Smith & Colt. And a little bird told me there might be a second shade coming out in the fall.
Nice. But this is the Book of Sun.
The
cool.
first. They're calling it Chapter 1.
Ooh.
So precious. Chapter 1.
Very nice.
Yeah. So raise a wand. We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. First time you did something for the first time.